When I first arrived here in Oklahoma City, it had clearly been an area that had a lot of water, a lot of rain. When we left the headquarters to go to our hotel, which is actually a federal facility, it's not a typical hotel, we had to drive through the eastern portion of the city of Moore. And on either side of Highway 35 going south, passing through that section of Moore, the damage on both sides of that road was just beyond description. Whole houses had been reduced to nothing more than small pieces of rubble that you couldn't even identify as lumber from a roof or part of a wall. It was just completely indistinguishable damage and destruction.
Wow.
Everywhere that we looked on both sides of the highway. But the edge of it was very clearly defined, which was kind of an odd experience for me. I've never been in a tornado to this extent. And to see on one side of that line, everything was pristine and perfect, and on the other side of that line was completely eradicated, twisted metal around what was left of trees, homes completely gone and nothing but the slab, or cars piled one on top of another where they shouldn't have been anyway. It was just very surreal, very hard to get my head around.
And in this line of work, this is something that you see often. You respond to disasters as part of your job. So for you to be taken back, how does that make you feel?
I'm gratified that I still have the capacity to absorb this and be emotionally moved by it. If I ever got to the place where I could be in a disaster zone and it's just another day on the job for me, that's the day I need to quit. If I can't keep my head above ground and stay emotional as well as focused on my job and have some sort of an emotional response, then I don't belong out here in the field. I'm no longer of any use.
I won't argue with you there. Can you talk about the spirit of the residents, of the people? How are they responding to help, to neighbors, to just this devastation?
Neighbors have opened their homes to disaster victims who lost their homes. People are sharing the resources they have. Spontaneous volunteers from around the state of Oklahoma have come in and offered to help in any way they can. So the community's response has just been enormous, which is no surprise in a community like Oklahoma, where they're very self-sufficient, self-reliant, but hardy people, and they wanted to come out and help each other, and they do that very well here.
And what about the people that are still trying to pick through rubble and find lost items from their life? How are they taking this even days later?
They are slowly beginning to settle into a recovery plan with the Red Cross, providing mental health counselors and health services, as well as long-term planning and recovery. I haven't been here that long, but quite honestly, last night when I was watching the news report, the local news station here took a couple of minutes to display the photos of the identified casualties. And I was doing okay with that until it got to the photograph of a small baby. And that's when I couldn't watch it anymore. When you put a face to disaster, that's pretty hard to get beyond.
Especially that of an infant, of a baby.
Yes.
How did that change your mindset going into that site? Once you saw that picture and saw how real the situation was, how did that change your mental state?
It just makes me more determined to get my job done, my part of this job done, as quickly as I possibly can, so that I'm absolutely sure when I leave here, whenever I'm released, that the Red Cross is going to provide the exact right response to the number of people that we need to respond to with the right things they need. I will have every confidence that I've done absolutely everything I can as an individual as well as part of a team. This is a life-changing experience every time I go out. Every time any volunteer goes out, and we are able to bring aid and assistance and support and encouragement to someone who has just lost everything their life was focused around. Imagine if you lost your home. You would certainly want someone to come and sit next to you, put their arm around you, and tell you there's a hope for a better day coming. This isn't the rest of your life, and we're going to get through this together. And here's where we need to take the next step. That means everything to them, but to know that we made a difference in somebody else's life, there's nothing that can compare to that.